Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you again for joining us at the Incline Village Mobility Hub listening session. This is our planned opportunity for our public to give you your verbal comments, as well as any written comments you'd like to provide in the chat as well. You can see on the screen some of the ground rules that we would hope to at least go by, so we can get everybody who would like to leave a message with us the opportunity to do so. So please do your comments to 2 minutes per person, no giving time to other folks. Of course, we all will be respectful, and if you have the opportunity, if somebody has already put in your point or your comment, you know, if we could refrain from repeating, that'll give everybody an opportunity to come on board. You will have 2 minutes, and again, the timer you see on the screen there will turn to yellow when you have 15 seconds left, and please finish up at that point, because at 2 minutes you will be cut off. TDT staff is on board, and they will call out the person's name that is interested in leaving a comment. So please raise your hand and unmute yourself so that you are ready to go at that point. And I was remiss to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Andy Chapman. I'm the president and CEO of the Incline Village Crystal Bay Visitor Bureau. And I also sit on the Tahoe Transportation District Board of Directors. And with that, I'll turn it over to Alexis for a quick introduction as well, and we'll get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alexis Hill. I'm Washoe County Commissioner for District 1, and I am also on the TTD board. Really excited to hear all of your comments today. And we will be passing on this video as well as your written comments in the chat if you choose not to do voice comments to the TTD board before the board meeting, so everyone has enough time to consume the comments. But I'm here listening live and really excited to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, and I'll throw it over to Carl to see if he has anything else to add.
Good afternoon. I'm Carl Hasty. I'm the district manager for the Tahoe Transportation District. Really appreciate you spending your Friday afternoon with us. This is the fifth of we had four town halls, and now this session prior to our board meeting next Friday. So look forward to hearing your comments. As of noon today, we had 96 people register for this event. And it doesn't take too long to do the math to go, if you go 2 minutes per, we're going to be over 2 hours. We can go over 2 hours if everyone is going to do that, but that still kind of boils down to the time limit that we're talking about here. So I just want to make you all aware of that as we go through it, and we'll get started here. Thank you very much.
Thanks all.
Thank you. Okay. I have a couple hands raised, and please be sure to unmute yourself so that when I unmute you, you will be able to speak. And we will start with Diane Becker Hirschberg. One second, please.
The Incline, this is Diane Becker Hirschberg, and I am a full-time resident of Incline Village. The Incline Village community has been told that the Tahoe Transportation District must proceed to purchase the former school site because it has obtained a federal grant for the purchase of the site, which will be lost if the TTD does not close on the purchase at this time. Assuming that you do make the decision to do that, to close, I would ask that the TTD not work secretly on the Mobility Hub project in the future and appoint a representative from the Incline Village community, one who has expressed concerns about the project, to be involved in the site selection review and all future governmental submissions on the project. Because as you know, the community, or at least a large part of it, has lost faith in the integrity of the process. I don't say that lightly, but I would like to remind you of a few things. The TDD has received input from me and from others of the fact that the TTD's operation of the East Shore Express required both TARPA and Washoe County permits, which it has not obtained. Under the TARPA Code of Ordinance, Chapter 25, the East Shore Express is a new use and not an extension of a previous use of the bus operated by the Incline Village School District. And the new use required a detailed submission to TARPA on its commercial project application form, which never occurred. The reason this is a new use is that the school ceased operation in 2003 of the bus operation, and TTD started in 2011. That's 96 months, far beyond the 60 months of non-operation that would have allowed it to be a previous use. And what's important about that is that there were a lot of reports and analysis and studies that did not have to be done by the TTD. And what we want to make sure is that...
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Somebody asked, how do you raise your hand? And within the section of the GoToWebinar screen, you should have a little button where it shows a hand that you can raise it. Christine Maley Grubel.
Yes, hi, thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Christine Maley Grubel, and I'm the Executive Director of the Truckee North Tahoe Transportation Management Association. And on behalf of the TMA, I appreciate this opportunity to provide comments on the potential mobility hub for Incline Village. As you've heard through the recent town hall presentations, the focus of the Transit Master Plan for the Tahoe Basin is to create a transit network that is reflective of the visitor impacts on the region, that serves residents and workers, and answers the question, can I travel to, from, and around the region without being forced to bring my car? That is the central theme of this plan, and it is about moving people rather than vehicles. The transit plan's goal is to ultimately reduce the number of cars to other travel modes by 20%. You wouldn't think eliminating 20% of vehicles in the Tahoe Basin would have a great impact, but it would actually remove over 16 million vehicle trips in and around the Tahoe Basin. Less car traffic will reduce congestion, providing a safer and healthier environment. Talking about a mobility hub, for the community to think about, it's really a place of connectivity where different travel options, walking, biking, transit, and shared mobility come together, and it can provide on-demand travel choices around the community. It can include a number of things, and it will be up to the community to determine what it would like to include. One thing I would mention, if the community is considering some microtransit like shuttles, they will need to have a very efficient, to be efficient and frequent, they will need to have a short connection hub to in order to connect back and forth throughout a community and throughout neighborhoods. The TMA looks forward to working with the Incline Village community and all stakeholders to determine what aspects of a mobility hub work best for the community to offer the best solution for residents and for visitors. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Maley Grubel. Mr. Aaron Vanderpool.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
My name's Aaron. I live right next to the old elementary school, and I've lived in Incline my whole life. I've written emails, signed petitions, talked to dozens of people all against the old elementary school location. I could sit here and tell you a bunch of facts and reasons about why this isn't a good location. I feel like your mind is already made up to buy it, though. And like so many other projects like this, it's just a waste of time to present evidence. There are a lot of people who either can't come on these webinars or are too frustrated or oppressed to even deal with this. I myself hate having to come on here and spend my time doing this and submit facts and just be ignored like so many other projects. It's likely you will say that there wasn't anyone who spoke out against it, but we have to come on here and do it. So I'm doing that. Your minds are mostly likely already made up to buy the old elementary school, just so you get the money and your foot in the door. I feel this is a backwards approach to community. Prove me wrong and don't buy it, but work with the community first. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vanderpool. Rhonda Tyser. Please go ahead. You need to unmute yourself. Rhonda? Okay, we'll go on to somebody else while she gets unmuted. Stephen Barney, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
First of all, the volume on my computer is much too low. I can barely hear anyone. There's a better use for that property. It would be low-income housing and a playground for the nearby residents, the workforce. There's an indication that you think the petition that you got with a great many names of residents is not valid. I think it is valid. You should check that. Maybe have a poll. You say the community is supposed to decide. I haven't seen any evidence that you have a mechanism for letting the community make that decision or even help with that decision. The idea that adding 175 parking spaces will reduce congestion seems to me ridiculous. It's just going to draw more cars up here. You should poll the residents. I think the residents do have enough information to make reasonable judgments. I wonder if the IFGID Council has weighed in. I haven't heard whether they have said yay or nay to this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barney.
Can you raise the volume?
We don't have control over the volume, sir.
And there's nowhere on the site that does.
You should be able to turn up the volume in your computer.
Yeah, I can't get to it because this fills the whole page.
Okay, Ms. Tyser.
All right, thank you.
My wife didn't understand how to unmute me. Good afternoon, everybody. Familiar faces sitting at the table. Here's my concern. Concerns have been circulating locally for some time now that there were inaccuracies or even misrepresentations of the TTD's application for categorical exclusion, which was submitted to the Federal Transportation Administration for funding to help secure the old elementary school site as a mobility hub. Would each of you be willing to advocate for the release to the public of a copy or copies of this document prior to the TTD board meeting on March 12th? And if not, why should this continue to be kept secret from the public? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miner. Rhonda, were you also going to speak?
Not right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Kathy Julian? Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I simply want to go on record saying that I'm supportive of the concept of mobility hubs around the lake. So I'm not disputing the need for such developments. I do have concern regarding the positioning of a mobility hub at the old elementary school site. I don't believe it's an appropriate place for the hub owing to the congestion that it would bring. And I do believe that you're contemplating 175 parking spaces in that lot, in that area. Whereas now with the Shore Express, we only have something like, I was told earlier today, 60 or 70 parking spaces. So you will be attracting more congestion to that particular area of Incline Village. And it is an area with
a lot of apartments, a lot of working people, a lot of kids, and a lot of traffic to and from the shops. So in my view, it's a poor place for a parking area and slash mobility hub. And it would be better if you find a different location for this. And even better if we work on things like Mount Rose Highway. And I do think it's a good idea to have an RTC bus coming in from South Reno and the Summit Mall area. And that will help relieve congestion. And Spooner Summit. So I would encourage you to look at those options. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Julian. Jean Zambic.
Yes, this is Jean Zambic, and I've lived in Incline Village for 40 years. And from what I understand, all hubs will be in the basin and really will only be for tourists, mostly to go around Tall Basin only. And a hub will be put in at, it's important that the hubs, you know, in the aren't going to be, they need to be put in at the Reno Airport and Truckee. You know, most tourists and visitors come in through the airport and Truckee and the highways. But I would like to know if they're being planned now, because that's where most of our traffic comes from, is from the highways. And if people have to drive into the basin to catch these hubs to get around the basin, that's fine, but their cars will still be here. And also, as far as the Incline Elementary School goes, this is the low income part of Incline Village. The population is more dense here than any other part of the village. It would be a lot better if you could think of another place to put it, like over where the college is, where the kids don't have cars, or somewhere around the Hyatt, where most people, tourists from out of state, do come to if they come to the North Shore. Okay, thank you. It was very difficult for me to get online.
Thank you, Ms. Zambic. Kimberly Siegel.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to speak up for our community. My name is Kimberly Karnazowicz Zingle. My family's been here since 1948, full-time North Shore residents. I do believe the concept of the mobility hub is a positive one. However, placing it in the location across the street from high-density housing with a lot of children and a lot of families is just a completely inappropriate location. And I agree with the last caller, you know, perhaps over by Sweetwater Drive, someplace else other than this proposed location. It's, you know, I don't know what we could do with it, turn it into a nice park for everybody. But, you know, having all of that, all of the cars, everything that it brings to that location is really not a good idea for the community. And thank you so much for giving me the time to speak.
Thank you, Ms. Siegel. Mr. Simeon, Bruce Simeon.
Please go ahead.
Simonian, sorry.
That's okay. I had a couple questions here. The cost of the projected build out, I haven't heard that yet. I wanted to talk to some of your previous callers. People are talking about options. We were looking at Spitzens, we were looking at the old 941 Danley's lot. Those are all in escrow right now. So the options are pretty much off the table unless something miraculous happens here in the near future. Also discussing mobility hubs down at the bottom of Mount Rose, the Mount Rose ski area parking lot, also the intersection of Highway 28 and 50, and the intersection of 50 and 395 down at the bottom, again, trying to get people out of their cars before they come up here is a great idea. Again, the traffic's already here, and last summer in particular, we had, you know, close to, you know, 800 or 900 cars parked on the East Shore, people trying to access the lake through a variety of ways, parking illegally most of the time, not, I wouldn't say most of the time, quite often. I'm very much in support of this transportation hub. I think it would be a benefit to the community. We've had an elementary school there with lots of traffic, buses, kids in the past. And as far as all my kids went there, and there was no incidents. Again, having it mitigated properly as people come and go would be great. If somebody has another option, let us know. But right now, again, kicking the can down the road, this problem has grown exponentially over this past several decades, and I believe we need to take care of it now. As long as the
thank you. Pamela Tisidinos?
Yes, hello, I'm Pamela Sigdenis. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a full-time Incline Village resident and homeowner since 2004, and we've witnessed an alarming pattern of the county and its agencies routinely ignoring legitimate resident concerns about the livability of Incline Village in our community. We've been overwhelmed by an unlimited short-term rental congestion problem and traffic, and do not want to create yet another county-driven brainchild to drive more tourists into our already swamped neighborhoods and communities. To the earlier caller, the Sierra Nevada College and the Hyatt areas are already overwhelmed. The goal should be to get tourists out of their cars before they get to the residential areas. The TTD would be better served to find a place to contain cars and people and improve the transportation. There is plenty of land around Washoe County that would better serve these needs and the plans to offload people. For example, if you want to create a gateway to the Tahoe Basin for residents of Reno and Sparks, look no further than the Mount Rose area, where near the Mount Rose Ski Resort or Mount Rose Meadow, you can build a beautiful visitor center that contains restrooms, access to hiking trails, and recreation opportunities. Please do not increase the congestion and difficulty to navigate our little town. To date, this pilot program for the old elementary school has been a failure. We've witnessed it firsthand. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. Tim Delaney, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for letting me speak. I am a longtime resident. I have lived in the Incline Village area since the very early 70s, and I went through a whole school system. Actually, I've been in the Tahoe Basin since the late 60s. And when it comes to all these issues here, e-bikes, trans hubs, forced developing a national state and, if you get forced, rezoning, redoing the regulations for parcels and all that sort of stuff. All these concepts to bring more people into Incline Village, I am 100% against. And I'm not for any sort of transportation hub in Incline Village at all. There's no way. Our beaches cannot handle it anymore. Our environment is becoming unbelievably wrecked. And when it comes to the areas in the Mount Rose Wilderness area behind my home on the other side of Mount Rose Highway, some of those locations are basically similar to the last 2% of the redwood forests in our country. some of these lands have been totally untouched, may have never been touched by human beings. So I am totally against this sort of stuff in my backyard. And I think it's unacceptable. If need be, I will seek a court injunction to stop it. Thank you very much. And you folks have a fine day. And thank you very much for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mr. Delaney. Chris Nowitt? Oh, one moment, please. Chris Nowitt, go ahead, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Terrific, thank you. And thanks for this opportunity for the community to share its views. I think a couple of key points have already been made. On your website in Q&A 15, I think there's an acknowledgement that the elementary school site is already too densely populated and heavily trafficked. I hope each of you have spent some time in that neighborhood. There are cars double parked year round now in the snow, already making it a dangerous place to commute. I'm a full-time resident. I just live down the street from that. And the density there is already probably difficult for those people to put up with. I think question 55 on your website is an excellent one about more congestion. And I hear from, I think Bruce mentioned that some of the alternative sites in question 18 are in escrow. I don't think that should result in a default acquisition of the elementary school site. I think it's entirely inappropriate site. It brings too much traffic too low down near the lake. And it's not because that's where I live or not, but rather in the summer, there's already massive amounts of pedestrian and bicycle traffic down here. And, you know, the speed limit being enforced on Lakeshore Boulevard is already quite the challenge for the Sheriff's Department. This additional traffic is going to make it that much worse. So I, too, have a strong aversion to this idea. I've read the entire almost 300-page master plan. I think it's pretty well done. But I think we need to be more creative about looking for a mobility hub that doesn't bring people through already overcrowded residential neighborhoods. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nutt. Yolanda Knack.
Yeah, my name's Yolanda Knock, and I am a resident here. Prior to my current address on Lucille, I actually used to live on Oriole, which is right down from the elementary school. And that is a very dangerous road, especially on holidays and when it's icy. Plus, there's a lot of children in that neighborhood, and so I'm recommending not using that site. I was actually driving there just a couple days ago and almost got hit by a car. I was driving on Southwood and almost got hit by a car that was coming, turning onto Southwood from Oriole. So please do not use that site for the transit hub. I do agree with some of these people that are saying that it'd be better to have a transit hub and maybe just stops here in town, but a transit hub that is in near Spooner Lake or down Summit area there in South Reno, and then just have stops. I'm recommending the location actually on 28. That's at the south end of Southwood. There's two lots on one side of the street of 28, and one lot on the other side. That's, you know, just down the street from US Bank. And please do not put the transit hub at the old elementary school. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yolanda. Beth Davison, did you want to speak? You need to unmute yourself. We do not hear you yet. Okay, we'll try again later. Carol Black, you have your hand raised, but you don't have audio available for me to unmute you. Judith Miller.
Good afternoon. I've been listening to these conversations for quite a while, and I just want to go on record that I find it very disturbing that so many of the actions up until this point have not been open and transparent. They seem to be circumventing protections for the citizens. Things like avoiding any prior conversations with the community on selecting this site. Things like telling us that it's not a done deal when in fact it will be. I'm sure the board is going to probably be persuaded to go ahead and approve this purchase. Then you'll have a piece of land that, because it does have so many environmental and other concerns. Sorry, I seem to have some feedback, but anyway, we have so many concerns that it will be very difficult to sell this property to someone else. No sane developer would take it on at the price that TTD could pay for it, because it was funded by a governmental grant. No commercial use would be made of it at that price. So I think we're really forced into taking something that that community's wishes. I've seen Tahoe City, their transit hub. It's wonderful. It's right by the trail. You can get where you want. Why can't the eminent domain be used? I know it's not your first choice, but I think when you're making something that's a long-term decision like this, you go for the best site, not necessarily the most popular and easiest way to accomplish something. So I would suggest you look again. It's talked about in the federal guidelines for these types of grants that.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Okay, does anyone else wish to speak? Please raise your hand. Ms. Black, I'm looking to try and help you find your code. Allison Willoughby.
Thank you for the opportunity. I agree that well-planned mass transit must be a part of Tahoe's future, but I do not agree that the school property is appropriate for a transit hub. Today, I'd like to focus my comments on the way this project has been handled. As a homeowner, I heard nothing about it until the funds had been committed and it was presented as a done deal. It took many hours of digging to understand what was really going on. In my opinion, TTD has not been transparent because it wants to place a hub at the school site. TTD has a bird in its hand and it does not want to let it go. The FTA requires that to receive funds, studies must be done before a property is purchased. TTD didn't do this. Instead, it asked for an exception to let it buy the property first. This is framed by TTD as the way the process works, but after checking with NDOT, this is the first time it has ever been asked for this exception. Staff's argument for asking the board to approve the purchase is that it has the money in hand and can't risk losing it. The funds are being allocated by NDOT, so I spoke with them. NDOT receives $3.5 million every year for transit projects, and it currently has 2 years worth of funds in the bank that it has not even started to allocate. TTD has received funding from NDOT every year for many, many years. Every request has been approved. NDOT was candid that while there are no guarantees, there is no reason that the TTD would not get funding if it did the studies first and then sought to buy the most optimal property. In other words, how projects are typically done. This is the epitome of putting the cart before the horse. The real issue is that TTD does not want to lose the school site. Staff has already criticized every proposed alternative: too small, too isolated, too much grade, not enough coverage. Well, on the one hand, staff claims that it has no idea what a hub will look like. They seem to have some pretty strong opinions as to why every other site doesn't work. I believe if the sale goes through, it is inevitable that the school site will be the transit hub location. I urge the board not to vote, not to purchase it. Finally, I would urge the board not to ignore the 1,200 people who signed the change.org petition against this project, as opposed to the 8 people who signed TTD's petition. Their voices should be heard.
Thank you, Ms. Willoughby. Anne Rossman.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is actually my husband, Glenn, but we're sharing my computer.
Good afternoon, and thank you for letting us speak to this. We are long-term residents of Incline Village, and our home is very close to the Sierra College or Sierra University that you've talked about, and fairly close to the Hyatt. And we've owned that property since 2007, and we've been here throughout the period, including just a week or two ago. And the congestion, I think everybody would agree, is miserable. We can't use the beach, we can't go skiing, we can't do anything because there's too many people trying to use those facilities. While I like all those facilities, I do think that most of them are not residents and may be renting STRs or something like that. And I'm very concerned that the congestion from this will just make it worse. It will let people come to the community that do not pay property taxes as we do to use those facilities. And I would propose that you all use a different location. This is combined with the proliferation of STRs, that's it's impossible for us to live there. And I
thank you. Jay Gumps.
For the record, Joy Gumps, longtime resident. First, I find it disturbing that TTD is ignoring 1,200 plus signatures on the petition against the OES site to be used for a mobility hub. Secondly, I find it disturbing that TTD has asked residents to call in and make our complaints via a public record, public comment. This is outrageous. Third, I find it disturbing that TTD has not proposed any alternatives to the old elementary school site. This demonstrates a total lack of proper planning on TTD's part. You have to evaluate the alternatives. You can't just select one and say, we're going to go ahead with that. That is part of proper project management. I urge the board to not purchase the old elementary school site and to demand evaluation of alternatives. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie Chandler.
Yes. I just would like to remind residents anywhere in the Tahoe Basin that you move to a destination of 30 million visitors. You actually chose to live in a place that gets 30 million visitors, and the East Shore Trail will soon be the most photographed place in America. This is your choice to live in this destination. And as part of the responsibility for living here, it's up to you and all of us to work with the TTD, who is not enticing and motivating and pulling these 30 million people into Tahoe. These people are coming for the same reason you moved here. Okay, so let's work with the TTD, who is trying to alleviate traffic and remove parking altogether from the basin. That is their goal, to remove parking. So I agree. I don't want to add more parking spaces. At the same time, we have a responsibility to look at what's happening, especially in our community with the East Shore Trail. We already know what we've seen. It's only going to grow exponentially. So what can we come up with for solutions to help? Incline Village has done the least to support transit of any place in the basin. And I have to say, Tunnel Creek is becoming a default mobility hub. That's really where people are trying to go. And I'd like them to come in without their cars. I would like to see transit coming from State Line into the Tunnel Creek station and back so people don't bring their cars. And maybe there's a way to continue to evolve the Tunnel Creek area and make it more of a mobility hub. Maybe there's...
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie, I interrupted you.
Anyway, I just think that we have to think about how we can do this constructively. And I want Incline to know we had a chance to purchase the old elementary school and the Ponderosa. And we didn't do it. We didn't do it. Just know that. So let's work with the TTD. Let's come up with solutions.
Thank you, Jackie. Sarah Schmitz.
Thank you. Let's be clear, TTD, NTRPA, and the state parks are inviting and enticing more tourists every year to come into the basin via their car. This site has had no studies. There's been no community involvement. There's been no site criteria or requirements that have been shared with the community. What you are actually doing is actually the opposite of what you say you're trying to do. You are actually enticing more cars to drive into the basin and park at these places. What you should be doing is building these mobility hubs outside of the basin and using busing and other mass type transit to bring them in. The only way you are going to reduce cars and emissions and pollution into our basin is to not build mobility hubs within the basin. A mobility hub located in south of Reno would better serve tourists and would better serve workforce needs. Having our workforce drive up and over Mount Rose Highway to park at a hub in Incline Village to take a shuttle to the Hyatt accomplishes nearly nothing. This mobility hub was poorly thought out, and all mobility hubs should be outside of the Tahoe Basin so that you can accomplish your goal, which is reducing the number of cars within the basin itself. Those of us who live here are trying desperately to protect the environment that we value and respect, and we would like our agencies to fulfill their duties.
Thank you, Sarah. Carol Black.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, thank goodness. Thanks very much. I actually would like to underline, asterisk, and bold print what Sarah Schmitz just said. I completely agree. I have sent you detailed comments. I also came up with an alternative proposal, which I think you might want to consider, which I sent to you in writing. I want to just make two focused comments. No, there's objections to this particular site, which I agree with. But in addition, I believe the overall congestion in the area, which you've been hearing about, is as an equal and, in fact, more critical component, or I don't know how you say more, but very critical component so far, articulated proposals all seem to indicate plans for more parking and thus more vehicles, both at the elementary school site and attracted to Incline Village's small congested geography. Further, actual data to support assertions that added Route 28 visitors parked in Incline would positively impact local businesses is completely lacking. As Sarah said, no planning. There are environmental and life safety issues, including pollution, impaired evacuation capability from added vehicles, which should be parked outside of Incline. In addition, the school site contains toxic pollution, as you know, and risk from an earthquake fault. It is nice that TTD is thinking about considering some other alternative uses to be co-located, but I think it's critical to remember that creative co-location ideas do not mitigate the overarching concerns: traffic, congestion, safety, pollution from more vehicles. To ensure resident and visitor safety, a North Shore comprehensive virtual transit hub concept, consistent with historic ideas and adjusted to meet today's realities that you've just heard about, is.
Thank you, Ms. Black. Rhonda Tyser, were you wanting to speak next?
Yes, am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
All right, thank you. During the town halls of the last month, there were many questions about the use of the old Incline Elementary School as a transit hub. You contend it's just one alternative being considered. But since the 2017 Transportation Master Plan, TTD has been targeting the old Incline Elementary School as the Incline Hub. It is specifically mentioned in the 2017 plan on page 10, where you describe a mobility hub for Incline Village. A new hub created on the old elementary school site that is the current terminus and hub for the East Shore Express. Likewise, the OES, as we call it, is identified as a mobility hub in the 2020 TRPA Federal Transportation Improvement Program report and the 2020 Tahoe Regional Plan. Why did you not inform the citizens of Incline Village about your proposed use of the OES in 2017? Why did you not broadcast your intentions until the end of 2019 after you'd already negotiated with the Washoe County School District to buy the parcel? Your current concern to engage Incline Village residents does not seem sincere. Many residents believe TTD has every intention to continue with the plan to buy the OES and build the hub, in spite of overwhelming opposition by residents who will suffer the many unidentified and identified consequences of putting a 175-car parking lot in the middle of Incline.
Thank you, Ms. Tyser. If anyone else would like to speak, please raise your hand. If you don't know where to find the button to raise your hand, you can type in me in the comment, in the question box, and I'll unmute you. Denise Davis, please go ahead.
A majority of the opposition to this proposal is not to the mobility hub itself. It's opposed to this site. TTD, be an environmental hero. Rehabilitate one of the two previous gas station properties, like the old Orbit Station just west of the intersection of State Route 28 and Mount Rose Highway, or the Chevron Station at the Incline Skate Park. Gas stations are already positioned in visible and easily accessible locations and are already tied into paths and sidewalks. Clean up past pollution, protect the area for the future, and demonstrate your commitment to protecting the environment. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. Would anyone else like to speak? I have no other hands raised. Okay, Cheryl Anderson. Please go ahead, hello. Cheryl.
Okay, this is Cheryl Anderson, and I would like to agree that there should be no transportation hub on the basin. There are plenty of areas that people can, where this could be done to include housing and all of the nice things that you have in mind. For example, the Reindeer Lodge before you even get up to Mount Rose, and having a circular bus route would be greatly advantageous as compared to the proposals that are being made today. Thank you.
Thank you. I see nobody else wishing to speak.
Well, Judy, we could wait a couple minutes to see if anybody else would like to. I think we had 58 people on today, so I appreciate all of everybody's information. Carl or Alexis, I think we can kind of keep this line open maybe for another few minutes to see if anybody does want to jump on, because it was scheduled between 3 and 5. And I don't want to cut folks off early, but again, do appreciate everybody's comments at this point. But let's see what folks think. And Judy, if anybody does raise their hand while we're chatting here, please let us know.
Okay.
I think we probably need to keep it open till 5, just in case people who registered were going to come in at 4:30, or so, since we kept that time. So I think we need to just hang out for another hour and see if people pop in. And so maybe we every, I don't know, some odd minutes, we say, you know, raise your hand if you have public comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. We do have some people that have asked to speak more.
Great. Well, let's let them, because I mean, I wanted 3 minutes and we thought we'd have a bunch more people speaking. So yeah, let's give folks a bit more time.
Okay. All right. Mr. Delaney, are you ready?
Yes. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak again. I really appreciate that. I just want to impress upon people that this is the environment that we're talking about. And like it or not, you know, Lake Tahoe is well beyond its human capacity limit. The lake is, it's being destroyed. The amount of garbage and the destruction to the East Shore beaches is just phenomenal. It's unbelievable. And a lot of your tourists, they don't respect the trails or the fencing, say, around Paradise Cove. It puts me into a situation of confrontation, you see, because, and if this stuff is moved near my home, near the Mount Rose Highway, it does the same thing. You're going to ruin pristine land that has never been touched by humans. And so like on the East Shore beaches there by Paradise Cove, you know, a lot of the local population, they can't stand it anymore. And I've had situations where I've been down there and folks just hop the fence, and it's like, you know, I'm looking down on the people there and I see the rocks and trees, and there's a little kid and, you know, babies down there and families. And it just takes one little tip of the boulder and it'll just roll down the hill and crush their head on the beach. So it's not like I'm going to call 911 and say, hey, you know, rangers, come here. It's a confrontational situation where I have to make a decision and say, hey, this is something I got to just handle myself and put a stop to it. And so then you end up, you know, the situation where I'm getting a little terse. I'm trying to be polite and explain to this general public that they need to stop this and stay on the trail. So we have a massive problem in Tahoe, and bringing in transportation hubs and injecting more people in the Incline Village is simply not the answer at all. So I'm against all of these ideas of transportation hubs and more parking and people. So that's what I have to say to the Incline Village people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Delaney. Jackie Chandler?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been thinking about this Tunnel Creek, because this is clearly where people coming to Incline want to go. And it puts them where residents would like them to be, on the edge of town and being able to access beaches, which are available to them since the local ones are private. Okay, so it's already got the restaurant. It's already got some bike fixing stations, and the bus already stops there. It does have parking, obviously not enough parking. A couple things could maybe make it the, you know, a beginning for a mobility hub. Add a couple more of the components that are in your model for a mobility hub to that area, maybe even if it's taking out some parking, and then connect it to State Line down at Kingsbury. And then there would have to be a route coming up from Reno and Carson, so that, like, people want, the cars don't even come in or along the East Shore. And I remember the TRPA and TTD were discussing a route from State Line that was going to come up into Incline and now can stop at Tunnel Creek, which is so great that it has a bus stop there, even Hidden Beach does, and the visitor center. So what are the chances of putting some energy toward that as we, you know, work on this other idea for the elementary school, whatever that could be? And the one thing about the elementary school, I do notice that there is an entrance from 28. The bus could, from the West Shore, come into 28. The problem I have with it is visitors want to get to Tunnel Creek. That's where they're trying to get to. That is become the visitor center. And it's near, you know, the UC Davis Science Center. So it's got the amenities that the visitors are looking for here. They don't mean to park in front of people's houses, but they don't have other opportunities. So could we discuss that? Is that possible to get some input on that? Would that be possible?
Thank you, Ms. Chandler. if you've just come to the listening session, please click the button to raise your hand, or if you cannot find that button, you can put a little note in the question that you would like to speak. And Aaron Vanderpool.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it clear that I'm not against public transit, but I just don't like the way this process is happening. You know, I know people that can't even get onto these online webinars that have comments, and I have a lot of information and ideas, and you know, I live here, I see what's going on. I've seen the old elementary used as a temporary bus station, and I just, there's a lot for me to say, but this whole process is frustrating. And you know, I don't think people are understanding the broader ecological situation here. There's we do live in a demand area, but you know, you create a supply, you know, you have more people. There's a lot going on here, and there's way more than we can say in 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Vanderpool. Chris Nolet.
Yes, thank you for letting me in again. I may have missed this at the outset of the session, so if I did, I apologize for asking you to be redundant, but how will the input from this session be processed and added to the website for public viewing and processed by all of you in your decision-making process? I don't think I heard that part. Thank you.
Sure. It's going to be set up. It's being recorded, and it will be presented to the board so that they can listen to it. And any comments that have been typed into the question box or that have been emailed in are also given to the board of directors to review.
Thank you.
And aren't we putting it on the website as well?
Yes.
The mobility
yes.
Hub website?
Sorry, yes, and the website. Ms. Tyser?
I have a comment from Carol Coughlin. She asked me to read if there was time. May I read her comment?
Sure.
To the TTD, the surrounding community around the proposed TTD site is populated with the people who are the backbone of Incline Village. They work in various capacities in our village. The proposed construction would lower their quality of living and endanger the many children living in the homes, condos, and apartments that surround the TTD site. It is unfair to do this to our valued citizens. It is difficult in Incline Village to find adequate housing, especially for those who work there. We should not further depreciate their lifestyle by infusing the neighborhood with excess traffic, strangers, and constant vehicle traffic coming and going in the area. Sincerely, Carol Coughlin. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl Anderson.
Thank you for letting me come back. Okay. Thank you for letting me come back on. I didn't want to waste my time the first time, but I agree with this previous caller. I think that the old elementary school is the worst site possible because of the congested housing that's going on around there, the people on the street, the types of shops that are there. It makes it very, very difficult even today to travel around that area and to increase it with all of those parking spaces, I think is a danger to the community. I disagree with the other points, the Hyatt and Tunnel Creek and Sierra Nevada. I think we need to try to reduce the number of cars that come into Incline, not increase the number of cars. And therefore, we should definitely look for sites that are outside of the basin. We don't want people flooding up 431 and through the meadows, which is already a dangerous area with the traffic congestion for them to get here. So I strongly encourage that the old elementary school be dismissed as a possible site and that other alternatives, preferably those that are outside of the basin, be considered. There can be multiple runs that are put into place without damaging the livability of Incline Village, which is already so extremely overcrowded. Thank you for the added time.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Gary Patton, I see your hand is raised, but you need to enter your PIN that was given to you with the phone when you got the phone number. And then I can unmute you. Okay, there you are. Go ahead, Mr. Patton.
I was calling to listen in.
Did you have a comment? Your hand was raised.
Sorry, that was an error on my part.
Oh, okay, no problem. Ann Rossman?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. Now it's me. Anyway, since you're allowing us to have a couple of more comments, I would first like to reinforce what Sarah Schmitz said. I think actually the idea of a mobility hub in South Reno would be a wonderful idea. There are several areas of land where 431 and South Virginia are located. I don't know the specifics of their availability, but there's certainly open land in that area where people could park, and it might well reduce the congestion on Mount Rose Highway. So I think that's a very interesting alternative. And then I apologize, I can't seem to find the URL for the Tahoe Mobility website. And I'm wondering if you could give that to us, because we don't know if there's been an EPA review, a traffic study, noise and pollution studies around any location that we might be looking at. So again, if you could just tell me what the website is, because I'm online trying to find it and I'm finding everything but.
Also, soil.
It's on the ground rules. It's towards the middle, inclinevillagemobilityhub.org.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay, I see it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For those of you that might have just joined us, please raise your hand if you'd like to submit a public comment, or if you can't find the button to raise your hand, go ahead and send a question that says, I would like to speak, and I'll unmute you. Sarah Miller. You need to unmute yourself. We still can't hear you.
I think I got it.
There you are.
Oh, good. Okay. I would like to also reinforce Sarah's comments. And I would like to say that I do think we need some transit here, but that location for the hub is just so dangerous and so inappropriate that it's hard for me to understand how TTD would decide that that's a good place. I remember in previous comments, they wanted to keep this to be like mass transit, but Incline's too small to have mass transit. We used to have a little trolley that could take people around, and that's gone. But that's not a bad idea. If you have a hub outside, just outside the area, and I remember the PATH Tahoe Fund proposals early on had a big parking area up by Highway 50. I think that's a good idea. It keeps people from driving into the basin. And for years, they've talked about trying to limit the number of cars in the basin, just as Yosemite has to limit the number of cars that can drive around the valley. So, please, I would love to know how the board members are reacting to all of the comments that have been made today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. William Echoes.
Hi, I want to reinforce what Chris Miller said in terms of response to the input today. I would like to challenge the TTD people to tell us why we're wrong. most of these issues tend to deal with congestion in the neighborhood, more cars in the basin, not less, the funding urgency. Put out a memo to everybody. Tell us why we're wrong. Tell us why we don't see things right, and why your concepts are correct. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Echoes. Sarah, did you want to speak still? Sarah Miller?
Oh, I said all I had to say. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I forgot to lower your hand. Sarah Schmitz, go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak again. It's very disappointing that you started this meeting off by limiting all of us to only 2 minutes. I think that was a mistake. I want to clarify that there have been a number of things that haven't been done properly. TRPA did no EIS when they made their decision in 2004 that short-term rentals were had no more impact than a residential dwelling. There has been no EIS conducted on this. This community engagement and involvement, as Rhonda Tyser had stated, should have began in 2017, and it should have began with an EIS. And this is going to go forward without any sort of an EIS. Well, what I'm going to ask TTD, TRPA, and Washoe County to do is to launch an education program for all visitors coming into the Tahoe Basin. Education is needed. People don't understand the fragility of our environment. They don't understand that their moms don't come behind them and pick up the trash, and that the trash all ends up in the lake, the low spot in the basin. I've paddleboarded on Lake Tahoe, and I have observed it full of microplastics. This is our drinking water. It's also Reno's drinking water. All of you need to launch an education campaign and protect this environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schmitz. Darlene Vilecki?
Yes, and thank you very much for taking my comments. I would like to know what TTD's goals are. In specific, how many car trips do you expect to reduce in the basin by building the mobility hub?
Is that your comment, Ms. Vilecki?
That's my question. How many car trips do you expect to reduce by building the mobility hub?
We're only listening. We're not answering questions this time today. The question and answers that were asked previously are posted on the website. Mr. Flaherty, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. So getting back to Sarah's comment about an EIS, we have three levels of NEPA requirements, and those are a categorical exclusion, an environmental assessment, and an EIS. Now, I understand there may have already been a CE, a categorical exclusion, filed for the old elementary school site. I want to be clear. I hope your attorneys are sharp, because if there has been a categorical exclusion applied for in any way on the part of the TTD, the public should have been properly noticed in advance to ensure public input on the CE. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Flaherty. Ms. Tyser, go ahead.
This is a comment from Mary Lou Kennedy. I'm not able to attend the meeting at the given time today. I've signed the change.org petition and I'm sending this to TTD to state my opposition. To whom it may concern, I am unable to attend the public input meeting. However, as a resident of Incline Village, I am writing to voice my opposition to the choice of the OES Old Elementary School on Southwood Boulevard as a potential TTD mobility hub. I understand that the purchase may be made by TTD in order to prevent losing the available funds. That said, I believe a hub at that location will only increase congestion and cause increased safety issues in a residential area that is already a main thoroughfare for residents. If the TTD goes forward with the purchase of the OES, will you make a promise to the community that the site will be sold and a more suitable site chosen if there is strong community opposition to the congestion and safety concerns? Thank you for your consideration. Mary Lou Kennedy, Ivy resident and homeowner. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Pamela?
Hi, I just wanted to add a few things. This is Pamela again, to reinforce some of the comments made earlier by those who are really strongly advocating that the TTD and the RSCVA and the Incline Village Visitor Center do a real soul searching here, because it's clear that bringing more people into the Tahoe Basin does not serve the Tahoe Basin. There have been a number of other places around the world that have had problems with over-tourism, and their number one objective is to figure out how not to bring more people in. And they've actually put campaigns together, and the first step was not advertising anymore. So I think one of the more basic issues here is, how do we end up turning away new people, since we already can't tolerate the number of people who are already descending upon Incline Village and the rest of the Tahoe Basin? And about the Tahoe Tunnel Creek suggestion, that area is already overwhelmed and people are already parking in the neighborhoods because they refuse to either pay the amount of money required, or they're going to park on the side of the road and endanger people who can't see around because they're parking on the pathway. So I would just like to add, think again about why we're advertising Tahoe in the first place. It does not serve us well.
Thank you, Pamela. Anybody else like to submit a comment, please raise your hand. Or if you can't find the button to raise your hand, send me a note in the questions. Carol Black, go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks very much. Just a couple of quick comments. First, a question. I'd really appreciate some formal reply from TTD at some point around this comment that I've heard and that others have mentioned today, which is that the opposition petition with 1,200-ish people who had listed their opposition is incorrect, not accepted, not believed. It's a little bit hard to exactly understand that, and I think some clarification would really be helpful to the community. To the best of my knowledge, it was written with the best understanding based on the available information at the time, and I think you heard an overwhelmingly negative response. Secondly, I just wanted to pick up on what I started to say before, which is I think that the answer is multi-sites. Think about accommodating the incoming visitors outside of incline, as many people have said, and then think about how to think about traffic moving around within incline and within the area. And I think this really just needs a very comprehensive plan with data, which doesn't exist as best I can tell. There's data, but it's not data to really determine what the best options would be. Where are people coming from? Where do they want to go? What are the numbers? I don't believe we have that. So I think really a comprehensive plan, multi-site, keep as many vehicles as possible out of this congested small village and think about how to move folks around reasonably. Think bus stops, et cetera. So thank you very much for the opportunity to finish my sentence from before. And that's it. Thanks.
Rhonda?
Thank you. I have a comment from Steve and Jamie Siddells. As you know, Jamie and I have submitted statements regarding our feelings why we oppose the old elementary school as a mobility hub. We have committed to an appointment in Reno on Friday afternoon, so we'll be unable to participate in the public comment. We hope you will be able to successfully further convey our message. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Delaney?
Thank you. I really appreciate another chance to talk. I just wanted to say I do agree with Sarah on the EIS and the trash issue. It's monumental. It really is. And in regards to human traffic in Tahoe, I want to point out I've seen many other countries as well. And my wife, she's from Taiwan, and I've seen the evolution of Taiwan, where they all had bikes and then they went to automobiles and so on. And I gotta tell you, the environmental destruction in these tourism areas is just awesome. And you gotta ask yourself some questions. It's a human capacity issue. I mean, even if you had buses dumping loads of people off into our area, then what? We're going to have waves of people on bikes transiting across our community to try to find a way to the East Shore beaches. And like it or not, the entire area is overwhelmed with trash and humans, and it's just too many. So it's disheartening, but at some point, everyone's going to have to sit down and have a reasonable discussion and look at it from a human footprint and say, look, this is how many human beings are going to be allowed. And that's the end of it. That's the only way to defend the area. Thank you very much. You folks have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Delaney. Anybody else, please raise your hand if you'd like to make a comment. Ms. Willoughby? Allison Willoughby?
Yes, hi, thanks again. I just had another brief point I'd like to make. I continue to remain concerned about the notice that's been given to the non-English speaking community in Incline. I know there were some flyers, I think, posted at the post office. I looked for them and could never find them, but I'll take the word that they somehow made their way around. I looked a couple of days ago on the website, assuming the community is aware of the website, and the links were all broken to the Spanish speaking pieces, and it looks like yesterday a translated version of one of the town halls was finally posted. So we're a week away from a board vote, and I'm just concerned that, as someone else noted, the community across the street from the elementary school is an affordable housing community, and where a lot of Hispanic and non-English speaking people live, and they will be the most impacted by this project. And I just wanted to express my concern that I'm just not confident, I guess, that community is probably very aware of what is going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie Chandler?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate how Lake Tahoe is 80% U.S. Forest Service and that surrounds all the private property that everybody's talking about. Incline Village in particular is somewhat of a gated community, so we have a lot of private property here, but we're not a national park. There's no gate. The TTD has no control over people coming in the basin, and it's not the advertising. If you've heard of social media and photos and Instagram, you know what's driving traffic here. There's plenty of mobile phone studies to back up the millions of photographs that are going out across the world on the East Shore Trail. This is not the fault of the TRPA and the TTD. Their jurisdiction is to try to alleviate the congestion that is trashing the lake. I agree with you, this is a problem, but I think it would be so constructive if we could work with the TTD and realize that our private properties are surrounded in public land with public streets. The public is entitled to those streets and that parking. And the only way that they won't choose that is if they have another way to get here. Whether you like it or not, 30 million plus people are coming here. And the only people that have any way to alter their shift in behavior is the chambers and the visitor authority can reset expectations and put more stewardship guidance out. And we can do what we can as we see visitors to help lead by example and take those buses and direct them and do what we can, not pick up after them, inspire them to want to embrace stewardship. It's overwhelming, but we did move here. We are private owners in a public area. It is not a park. There's no gate. It's not the fault of the public agencies. It's our responsibility to help and work with them. They're on our side. Let's please come up with constructive choices. I do like hubs that are outside of Incline at Spooner and bringing more transit through to make it easier for people to take buses than cars. But I don't want, you know, 30 million cars versus 30 million feet is a little different. So there is something to getting people out of cars and reducing the parking and the trash. I agree. But we have to work with the TTD. They're not the enemy.
Thank you, Jackie. Aaron Vanderpool.
Hello, thanks for letting me talk again. I'm having a hard time organizing my thoughts for this call in this manner, but just a couple more things. You know, I live right here. I see all this stuff going on. We've had trash up and down our street, growing trash. We have, you know, I'm not against public transportation. My main issue is the old elementary school, and I think there's a way to resolve transportation, like, and lots of people have constructive criticism or comments, but I mean, we have a couch that has sat all winter along the street here. Just while I was on the call earlier, when Bruce Simone was talking, I was looking out the window and a school bus had to stop because there was a kid ran right out in front of it because the little girl couldn't go on the sidewalk because it hasn't been snowplowed. We wait through stoplights going up the street here because of the extra cars. The down by Village Center gets overflowed. There's signs in the parking lot saying not to park in their spot, to go onto the buses over to Sand Harbor. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff, issues going on. Obviously, Tahoe's in demand, and obviously it's going to be advertised. But there's a lot of better ways to approach this. And let's see, what else was I gonna say? We need to stop creating supply. Like I was saying earlier, there's supply and demand. And if you create supply, more people are gonna come. So a lot of people are saying that we need to cut down on the vehicles coming to and from the basin first and foremost, not creating just places for people to go and more parking. That's one of the issues. If you can't stop people from bringing their cars here, then what's the point? Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Aaron. Kathy Julian.
Hi, thanks again. I just want to flag something because I've been on the email and there are people who haven't been able to get into this call. They claim that they have no audio and a static screen. So I'm just a little concerned that there may be more people wanting to connect here than we've heard from. So I just want to put that on the table. Thank you.
Thank you. We are set up to have 500 attendees, so I'm not sure where the problems are coming in.
And Kathy, you can tell folks that they can also provide public comment at the TTD meeting on the 12th as well, if they're having problems today, or shoot an email to us.
Rhonda Tyser?
I'd like to just make a couple of comments about the area of the surrounding the old elementary school. You say you want to develop a hub near high density residential areas so you have built-in ridership for your buses. And selecting the old Incline Elementary School as your preferred site, you mention it is close to high density residential. But already 70 residents of the closest apartments and condos across from the old elementary school have signed a letter against putting the mobility hub there. They have already lived with the TTD East Shore Express for 7 years and know all the problems it has caused for them, including bus brake noise, car alarms, traffic tie-ups through the nearby signal, and buses along Southwood clogging the narrow street, causing traffic backups, to name just a few. Do not imply these residents will support this unwanted use of the old elementary school. They already use the TART bus stop 300 feet away from the old elementary school to get to jobs around the lake. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to submit a comment? Please raise your hand. Mr. Delaney?
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I just wanted to agree with the folks out there that are saying that some of our other residents are not being represented. It is true. My neighbor's up the road from me. I mean, she's very old, and they just don't wield technology. So there are a lot of folks that simply do not understand what's happening. So it's a huge problem. And I would like to somehow see a little more inclusion with those folks. Thank you very much. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to submit a comment? Raise your hand, please. There was a comment that was typed in the questions from Scarlett Martin. All right, it's hard to read these things. The idea of a hub is fine, but the location is terrible because of the size of the road, current street parking, and proximity to a congested area. Any shuttle, trolley, whatever needs to allow for people to bring the things they want to Sand Harbor or wherever, like coolers, sun, umbrellas, etc., or people will not use it. It would be great to have transit stops on each end of Incline, perhaps near the college at Mount Rose Ski, Spooner, Mount Rose Meadows, perhaps, or lower on 437 at the, old gas station, the old 431 restaurant site. But a transit hub, big transit hub inside the village makes no sense. People will drive here and park there and then perhaps take a shuttle. Even if the cost to purchase two sites at each end of Incline costs more, if it works better in the long term, it would be worth it. The OES would be better for workforce housing. Beth Davison wrote, please add my strong vote against the old elementary school or a mobility hub and listen to the 6,000 to 7,000 full-time residents of this town who have years of knowing what exactly happens with traffic in this town. TTD needs to more closely coordinate with overall planning in Washoe County. Witness the congestion problems that are likely with the development of Boulder Bay. John Davidson, I'm sorry. Denise Davis, please go ahead.
Hi, I used to own and live in a condo in the All Seasons Condos, which is just north of the Village Ski Loft. And I'll just share some experiences we had on a nearly daily basis while the school was operational. It only takes about three cars to be stopped on Southwood before traffic is backed up on the highway. So if someone's slowing down to make a turn into the site, or they're waiting for someone to exit their parking space, or for whatever reason traffic slows down, traffic gets backed up on the highway almost immediately. And when it gets backed up on the highway, then people start going around people who are backed up. So now we have people driving down the middle of the highway because they don't want to be stuck in the line. We have people approaching who don't know that there are people driving down the middle of the road. And it happens in all three directions that are three roadways that are trying to get onto Southwood. This was an almost daily occurrence, and it'll be the same type of situation if a mobility hub is there. So again, our objection is not to a mobility hub concept, it's to this specific location. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else, please raise your hand. Ms. Tyser?
I have a comment from Miles Reiner. He says, what would it take to convince the board that community resistance to the old elementary school site is too great? Thank you.
Thank you. Pamela Straley wrote, Incline needs no mobility hub. It needs only bus stops. Those coming from outside of Incline can use TART at the lake or transport from mobility hubs outside the Tahoe Basin. No one takes TART now except those who don't have cars to get to work and maybe a few skiers in winter. That doesn't cut down on the number of cars in the basin. The wizard who came up with the idea of a bazillion dollar path from Spooner to Sand Harbor needs to come up with parking spaces there at Sand Harbor, which is where people coming up to North Lake want to go. Do not put a hub within, I'm sorry, do not put any hub within Incline Village. And sorry, Carol, I don't see your hand raised, but I'm unmuting you.
Oh, hi, no problem. There is something wrong with the electronics, though, I have to say, just for so you guys know, because I put my hand up, nothing happens. But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to say one more sentence. I was listening to the comments about sustainable tourism and private versus public land, et cetera, and the Incline situation. I just would note there are certainly circumstances in the U.S. that have been mentioned and also internationally where very in-demand locations with difficult geography at times where sustainable tourism approaches have been used to manage over-tourism, over-occupancy, over-demand on the environment. And I guess my question is, if we're really doing robust planning here, can we learn from some of these sites? We need data to understand what's going on locally in terms of volumes, which I do not believe we have the kind of detailed data that's needed to actually do robust planning. And in addition, I don't know that we've looked at best practices elsewhere to really look at options and opportunities. So with that, I'll just say thanks again.
Thank you. Mr. Delaney, did you have a comment from somebody?
Oh, well, I'm trying to get it out of him. His name is Mike Melton, and he lives off of Tumbleweed just above my home near Saddlehorn. And he doesn't understand what's going on, so right now I'm trying to inform him of all this. So, but other than that, I just wanted to agree with the gentleman that mentioned the supply-demand issue here. It's very real. The more you create supply, the more demand and more people. And that's what a lot of tourist destinations, they're in these situations, and you end up just creating more and more waves of people, and then after a while, you just have to define what the limits are for your area, people-wise, and your environment. So I'll let you know a little later what he says, and maybe I can try to get him to ask some questions, or maybe he'll have to come out on one of your next meetings, or his mother will. But there's a lot of elderly people that own these homes in Incline Village, and they're just heavily underrepresented in this, and they don't understand it. So I feel that they're being disenfranchised for sure. That's my comment.
Thank you. Judith Simon.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. My name is Judith Simon. I just wanted to say, not to associate myself with everybody's comments, but it does seem to me, listening in and from our own experience, and that Dave is here too, that the old elementary school is a singularly bad transportation hub because of the residences all around. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Dalton, go ahead. You need to unmute yourself, Mr. Dalton.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Well, I think the problem with the site of all of the questions is the neighborhood. And the neighborhood has two things. There's a lot of children. Okay, we have traffic. So the kids could be careful. You could do that. But then you can't handle the pollution. The young, we have a lot of young children there that are will be exposed to the increased pollution. And that has a lot in terms of their intellectual development, as well as longitudinal pulmonary development for that. There have been multiple studies starting back with the English back in the early 50s when they did a cohort study and said they showed what happens to pollution with the cohort here. And they've got, this could be placed someplace else where we would not put the children at risk. Thank you.
Thank you. Pamela, please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have anything to add other than I fully agree with whatever everyone's been talking about here. Thanks for unmuting me. I didn't ask for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw your hand raised. Carol, your hand is raised, but you're not, your pin isn't in again. Judith? Did you want to speak, Judith?
What?
Did you want to speak? I'm sorry.
I did speak.
Okay.
I think, but anyway, just since you've got me unmuted, I will say that I think the old elementary school is a singularly unsatisfactory area for a mobility hub.
Thank you. Jean, did you want to speak again?
Yes, thank you. I had no idea that I would be talking again, and I just wanted to fortify that it was very difficult for me to attend this comment meeting and to once again say how difficult it was for me. And that most of the people, residents, don't know that this is going on, like the man up in Saddlehorn and Tumbleweed. They're just now finding out about what TTD has pretty much already decided that they're going to do without the EIS or any research really whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Delaney, did you raise your hand again?
Oh, I didn't, but I'll happily say one more tiny thing.
I guess the hands are coming late.
Whoops, still there?
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, I saw some things that, you know, I mentioned e-bike and transportation force, and then there's a changing parcel rules and density and stuff like that. And again, my neighbors and a lot of folks in Incline Village have no idea. And I was telling them, hey, you know, one of my neighbors is saying, look, they might, you know, maybe somebody comes and buys the house across the street from me, and now all of a sudden they change the parcel rules, they could rip that down and turn that into a 20-bedroom place. So, you know, there's a lot of issues here that need to be fully discussed with all the property owners. And I think you're going to find that many of them are probably going to balk at this. And they do not want increased density and more human beings put into our community, whether it's through housing or through transportation agendas and e-bikes. None of them are going to like that. So, but anyways, I'm talking to my friend here right now. I'm trying to explain this all to him. And maybe at the next meeting, maybe I can get some of these other residents to log in and talk to you about all this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rhonda, did you want to speak again?
Yes.
Actually, this is Rhonda's husband, Richard. Didn't anticipate speaking again and don't have any prepared notes on the subject I'm speaking on. I already made the point earlier about problems with the application that apparently Mr. Hasty or somebody at the TTD submitted, which resulted in getting the Department of Transportation funds. So I'm not going to belabor that point, but I can just tell from the tenor of the conversation that the TTD should be well aware that there is virtually no community support for their proposed acquisition of the old elementary school. And in plowing through the 2017 regional transportation plan as I did today, I'm aware that you guys are doing a heck of a job researching and documenting and so forth a variety of needs around Lake Tahoe. But it is very apparent in that report that one of the emphasis has been on trying to utilize already existing facilities and resources that can solve some of the problems you're facing. So I'm just suggesting that after on your meeting of Tuesday, you go ahead and approve the purchase of the
Friday,
the old elementary school. You're faced with the reality that it's not going to work as a transportation hub, and you're going to have to consider alternatives. So why not get a head start on considering alternatives by looking at all the other possible sites for a transportation hub that make a lot more sense, including ski resort parking lots, casino parking lots, areas where there is a definite need for transit, like the area that's already been mentioned between the college here in Incline Village and our only major casino, which already has ample parking and could have even more if there was a joint venture on a parking garage in that area. The financial interests in Incline are allied against acquisition of some obvious properties, the old lumber company, a lumber yard, and so on and so forth along Route 28, which have been snapped up by one of our wealthiest local citizens, who apparently does not want a transportation hub near his property because of possible future development of that property for upscale housing, et cetera. So I think the TTD needs to really start looking at serious alternatives away from the old elementary school, along the corridors that bring traffic into town from the Kings Beach side and from the Spooner Lake side, and make some hard decisions, because you're not going to be able to be successful with the old elementary school as a transportation hub. So you're going to have to go back and do some serious homework. Thank you.
Thank you.
So have they determined that there's one?
Were you looking to speak again?
Yes. They're a bunch of assholes.
Based on
nothing. No discussion.
Anyone else like to submit a comment? Please raise your hand. If I'm not seeing your hand raised, please put a note in the question for me. Sarah Miller. Go ahead.
At the meeting on the 12th, will we find out how the board is reacting to the input from the community? Will there be some answers there and not just questions or comments from the community?
It will be an item on the agenda, yes.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Anybody else wish to speak? Savata Trasan?
Yes, thank you. It would appear to me that perhaps you wouldn't need this grant money you're trying to protect if you moved the, if you didn't have the elementary school location as your primary decision point. There's so much that needs to be done there before you can even begin doing additional building. That money could be saved if you went off and went near the college there where the old Stanley's restaurant used to be, or Spitz and Lumber, or wherever, any of these other things that are close to the highway where it's easy for them to get in and out, if indeed you need to have one in Incline Village. I believe that they should be down in Reno or Spooner Lake or somewhere else where we could just bring the bodies if we need to have them here, but we don't have a public beach. What are they going to do here? It's not a good location, in my opinion.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, I wanted to take this opportunity to thank everyone for coming out to this listening session. If you have any questions, you can find many of the answers at the inclinevillagemobilityhub.org, or you can email me or TTD. And we hope to see you on the 12th, 9:30 a.m., where this item will be on the agenda. And looking forward to continuing to engage with the community. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.